This is Renee. Today I'm offering a guided meditation based on the four elements. These elements are earth, water, air, and fire. And this meditation comes out of my own practice with the first foundation of mindfulness, the body. So the Buddha taught the four foundations of mindfulness. We also call this teaching the Satipatthana Sutta. And in the teaching on the body, this first foundation, the Buddha takes us through many different ways to be present with the sensations of our body, to bring our mindfulness, our awareness, I also think of it as our intimacy, to these sensations that are available in our body. And recognizing that the body is not always an easy place to be, especially for those of us with trauma. I'm offering this doorway into our sensations, into our body of the four elements, as a way that for me has been very accessible. We may even think of this as a body scan practice, but what we'll be scanning through are these elements. These four elements of earth, water, air, and fire. In my own practice, I can find my awareness of these elements in my body. I also find my awareness of these elements in my environment, and particularly when I'm practicing in nature. It is so easy to turn my awareness to the earth under me, to the waters if I'm near a river or lake, or other bodies of water, the ocean, turning my awareness to air, to the cool breezes, and to fire, this warmth from the sun. So another element of this teaching from the Buddha, this first throughout all four foundations of mindfulness, the Buddha keeps reminding us through what's called the refrain of this teaching, to turn our awareness or our mindfulness to our internal experience, to our external experience, and to both the internal and external experience. There's many interpretations of what this means, but for me, the internal experience is the sensations in my own body. The external experience is what I'm in relationship to. It may be another person, or it may be my environment. And I find a lot of resource in bringing my attention, my mindfulness, to my relationship with the earth and the natural world. So in this meditation, I will be guiding you through the external awareness of these four elements, of earth, water, air, and fire, as well as your internal experience where you find these elements in the sensations of your own body. So we'll be going through this together, and as we do so, I'll be guiding you to bring your attention externally, internally, and to both the internal and external. So let's begin. As we start this meditation, I first just invite you to tune into your intention for practice today. This could be very simple, just the intention of giving yourself your full attention, your presence. Or you may have an intention of finding freedom, or perhaps just a few minutes of ease. Or your intention may also be for the freedom of others, maybe even the freedom of all beings. So just taking a moment as we begin to bring up your intention or purpose in practice. And there's no wrong answer. We bring our bring this intention to mind as a way to feel the motivation of practice, bringing our energy to practice. And next, I invite just the simple awareness. There is a body. We can just be aware that here we are in this moment and we have a body. So letting that be part of our awareness. And as we move into practicing with each of these four elements, I'm going to invite you to first feel them externally, to bring your awareness to the elements in your environment, and then to move from there into sensations within the body. So let's start with this first element of the earth. I invite you to bring your awareness to the earth under you, to know wherever you are, whether you're sitting outside in your home, maybe you're in an apartment far above the earth, nonetheless, the earth is there. We're just bringing your awareness to the solidity of the earth, the stability, perhaps to the vastness of the earth. That beneath us is this great earth body, this planet earth that is our home. Just bringing that into our awareness, you may have a relationship that you've cultivated with the earth where you can easily bring up this connection of the earth, the ground beneath you. Or it may be something you're practicing into in this moment. Just knowing however it shows up is just right. And there may be more of a sense of connection as you practice more with this awareness of the earth supporting you. And next, I invite you to bring your awareness to the earth as sensation in the body. So first, feeling into the connection to the earth. I feel this in the weight and pressure of my body, sitting on the cushion or chair. Or you may be lying down and feeling the weight of your entire body on whatever surface you're lying on. Or if you're standing, feeling your feet on the floor. However your posture, and all postures are supportive for this meditation, I just invite you to feel that connection. Feel maybe a sensations of pressure, contact, weight. And these sensations are the way that gravity shows up in our body. The earth pulling us towards this vast earth body, holding us close. The feeling, this connection, and the sensations of our body. I also invite you to feel into the way that the earth element is in your body. This may be turning towards the parts of your body that feel also solid, stable. You may tune into your bones. Maybe feeling your sits bones if you're sitting. Perhaps feeling the big bones of the legs, the shoulder blades, the spine, neck, and head. Just feeling these places where you can feel the stability, the hardness, the weight and solidity of your bones. You may also just bring your awareness to the way that the body itself is made up of minerals and other materials that are the very same materials that the earth is made up of, as the iron in our blood is part of what makes up our body. So this mineral, iron, shows up in the earth body and our body made up of the same materials. And we'll continue for about a minute in silence. And I invite you to continue tuning into this element of earth in your sensations, feeling this element of earth internally, and perhaps also feeling your connection to the earth and the way that perhaps you can feel this element of earth both internally and externally at the same time. We will continue this contemplation for about a minute in silence. And when you are ready, I invite you to turn next to the element of water. I invite in this element of life-giving water. First, inviting the sense of water in our environment or in the natural world. You may live somewhere near a body of water. Ocean, lake, river, stream, pond. And there may be other ways that you're aware of the water flowing through your environment, under the ground, above ground, awareness of rain, fog, and other ways that water shows up in our environment. Bringing our awareness also to the earth being covered mostly in water. So this vast earth, our home, most of its surface is covered in water, just as much of our own body is made up of water. We can also think of where our water comes from. If we live within a watershed, just the awareness of the ways that the water flows through this landscape and comes to us in our own homes. So the water flows through our bodies. So moving now from this, the water in our external environment or in the natural world, into bringing our awareness to the element of water in our own sensations. We may notice just the sensation of saliva in our mouths. We may notice just the moisture under our eyelids. And you may see if you can tune into the sensation of your heart beating or the blood flowing through your body. You may feel this in your chest or neck, perhaps in your wrists or hands or feet. Just noticing, is there a place where the flow of blood in your own body is showing up in your sensations. Just checking it out. And also bringing awareness of water as this element that makes up our bodies, and the way that water is sustaining our life, that we take in water and release it in an endless cycle, just as the earth does. Rain being absorbed into the earth and moving through the landscape, being absorbed and released. So it is in our own bodies. I'll just take another minute in silence to be with this element of water within our own sensations, as well as our awareness of water in our environment. Experiencing this element of water internally as well as externally, and perhaps both at the same time. I'll just continue for another minute in silence with this element of water. When you are ready, I invite you to turn towards the next element, the element of air. First, inviting our awareness of the element of air externally. We may have a sense of the air around us, moving or not moving. If we're outside, we may be aware of the wind. If we're looking out, we may see leaves blowing, grasses blowing, other elements of the urban landscape, flags, banners, papers blowing in the wind, this breath of the earth. What's all around us? If we're looking out, we may also see the sky and the atmosphere. So being aware that we're surrounded by air, this life-giving element of oxygen. And we may be aware of the sensations of air in our own body. First, noticing if the air is moving around us, that there may be sensations on our skin, feeling the movement of air. We may feel the temperature of the air. It may be cool or warm. And then we may bring our awareness to the breath, perhaps just feeling the coolness of air entering our nostrils, and feeling it move into our bodies with the rise and the fall of our bellies, and feeling the dynamic movement of the breath in the belly, the chest, across the shoulder blades, in the airway of the neck, in the nose, the breath coming in and going out, not doing anything to change it, just noticing this constant cycle of taking in breath and releasing it. And bringing in our awareness here too, to the ways that this is connecting us to air and the environment, and also connects us to the natural world around us as the plants, trees, grasses are exhaling. We're breathing in. As we exhale, they are breathing in this endless cycle of reciprocity. We'll continue for another minute or so in silence, just bringing our awareness to this element of air, the sensations in our own body, the way that we're in relationship with our environment and the natural world. And it can include our houseplants. Just bringing our awareness to air internally, externally, and perhaps to this connection between the internal and external. Just continue for another minute in silence. And when you are ready, I invite you to move on to the fourth and final element that we'll be working with today, and that is the element of fire. As we first turn our attention to fire externally, I invite you to bring your awareness to the sun, whether you're inside or outside, whether it's sunny, cloudy, rainy. Just bringing your awareness to the sun's light. Or it may be night where you are right now. And bringing your awareness to the life-giving fire of the sun. It may be warming our bodies or warming the air around us right now. Or it may be that the light from the sun is filtering in, whether our eyes are open or closed. Or we may be inside and only feeling the light of other sources. In any case, just connecting with this life-giving element of fire as it comes from the sun. Being aware of the sun lighting our world each day. We can bring our awareness to the way that plants, trees, and grasses are directly drawing their nutrients right from the light of the sun. That this force of fire through the sun is making life possible here. Feeding the plants that we eat, perhaps the plants right here in our house or around us in the natural world, just feeling this element of fire as it comes from the sun. And moving into our own sensations, we may feel warmth, light, and also noticing the way that the element of fire shows up within our own bodies. We may feel the warmth of our body, perhaps have a sense of our own life force. Notice, where do you feel that in your body? It may be in the solar plexus, in the gut or the digestion, perhaps in the beating of our heart, feeling this element of fire, the animating force of our body, just as it is the animating force of the world. How does it show up in your own sensations? Perhaps right now you may feel restlessness, the desire or impulse to move. All of this too can be this element of fire. We'll just continue for another minute in silence, bringing our attention to this element of fire in our own sensations internally, in our external environment and the natural world, and perhaps feeling the connection between our body and the external world, both internally and externally at the same time. So just continue for another minute in silence, focusing on this element of fire. As we come to the end of this meditation, I want to invite in the quality of gratitude or appreciation. Not making any feeling happen, but just turning towards this quality of gratitude. Is there any gratitude or appreciation that you want to offer to yourself, to your own body, or perhaps to your environment, to the natural world? Including these four elements of earth, water, air, and fire. We can simply appreciate ourselves for taking the time to practice today. We may also want to appreciate the way that these four elements work together in our own bodies. And also, perhaps taking a moment to appreciate and offer gratitude to these four elements that give us life, feeling the life-giving element of earth, providing us with all of our material needs, food, shelter, medicine, feeling this life-giving element of water, sustaining our life, feeling the life-giving element of air, how it is nourishing us in every moment. And finally, this life-giving element of fire, feeling how the sun is meeting our needs and caring for us every day. We're just allowing any gratitude that is here to arise, noticing how it feels in the body. And offering it to ourselves and to these elements. And this completes our meditation for today. And I extend my own gratitude to you for your kind attention and for your practice. May you be well.